We'd like to hear from Jill Pruden now. Jill Pruden is the head coach of the was the head coach of the Oak Ridge girls team. She is the winner of the Morgan Wooten Award. And so we had a chance to track her down. She's been out of coaching for about 10 years, and she was basically surprised to get that phone call. In fact, when we talked to her, she said, I didn't recognize that number. I thought it might be spam. But she went in and took the call, and she is grateful that she did because this is a very significant award, and they give one girls basketball coach, one boys basketball coach this award every year. Morgan Wooten's one of the greatest high school coaches ever. Coached for 46 years at DeMatha High School in Washington, D.C., did a terrific job. And so you have got to be a special coach to win one of these awards. And they have selected Jill Pruden, who's in the Knoxville Hall of Fame. She's in the TSSAA Hall of Fame. And now she's being honored with the Morgan Wooten Award. Here is our interview earlier with Jill Pruden. Jill, you have received the prestigious Morgan Wooten Award. That's going to be presented later. It comes from the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. What's your reaction to such a prestigious award?
Wow. Initially shocked, very, very honored and very humbled by it. I'll be honest, when the call came in, you know, I've been out of coaching for 10 years, so I looked at the phone number. It wasn't anybody I recognized. I thought maybe it was spam. And when I did answer the phone, the gentleman said, Coach Pruden, well, when I hear that, I think, gosh, does somebody want me to speak? Really? I haven't coached in 10 years. And then when he identified himself and what he was calling about, it was literally just shocking.
Are you familiar with Morgan Wooten?
I do know who he is. I've never met him, and obviously I know he's passed recently. But just when you read his bio, it's just phenomenal of what he was able to accomplish as a coach and a person.
Yeah, 46 years. He's one of four high school coaches in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, you're going to be honored around the McDonald's All-America game. That's going to be around April. Jill, your record is fantastic, but I wonder, what got you into coaching in the first place?
Ah, great question. You know, I have always had a love for the game. Only played 1 year in high school ball because Michigan had just started it my senior year in high school. Had a chance to play at Michigan State, and I just loved it and thought, wow, how can I continue to be involved in the game? And I had moved south, and it was really just a perfect timing situation. Oak Ridge was looking for someone with 5-on-5 background as Tennessee was changing from half-court game to full court. I didn't know the half-court game, had never seen it. So, you know, I was very obviously invested and interested in the full court game. So really it was just a great timing opportunity for me.
So tell me about your first season. Did you love it? Did you struggle? Did you think, what in the world am I doing? What was that reaction after the first year?
All of the above. I got hired, I believe it was early June, and the next week I met my team on a bus going to Cookeville for camp games. And so I didn't know a name. I didn't have an offense, a defense. They had never played full court. So trust me, it was a learning experience. The first year we struggled. And I'll be honest, I would take a lot of that on myself. I think I realized well into that first season as we struggled that I thought perhaps I was probably more ambitious in terms of where I thought they might be. They were eager to learn and wanted to try, but it was so new to them, the concept, a lot of the full court type of thing. So I realized I had to slow down and back up a little bit and do just a better job at teaching the build-up skills for the game.
Did you envision then that you would be the coach at Oak Ridge for 31 years?
You know, I've always told myself I'm not a big change artist. I loved the high school game, the level. Oak Ridge is a great town, a great school, a great community. We had great support. And as I watched a lot of my friends go into college coaching, I thought, you know, I'd rather be coaching a game in a gym than sitting there recruiting players in a gym. So I just never had that deep down desire to go to the next level because I just really liked what I was doing.
Yeah, that's interesting, not the desire to go to that next level. Why did you feel like you preferred having players being recruited rather than recruiting them?
You know, I just didn't see, for me personally, the joy in recruiting. I would watch, like I said, some of my colleagues sit there and communicate with 16, 17, 18-year-old young ladies, and they spent their whole time. That was their life, just talking to young people. And I love developing young people. So there's a lot about the college game I would have liked. I would have liked the practices, the strategy, the game situations. But I really think that one element, you know, as a young coach, you would have been on the road just that would have been your life going from gym at that point. At that time, it was kind of like AAU tournaments, just one tournament after the other. And that just didn't really interest me. I just really loved the level I was at. We were very competitive within our area, obviously within the state. So that was a good challenge for me.
We're visiting with Jill Pruden. She's going into. She's been selected as a Morgan Wooten Award winner. I wonder if during your time at Oak Ridge, if you changed a lot as a coach, whether that was gaining more patience, whether it was a system, a style that you played. Did you change much during your time there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You could probably ask some of my former players and get a better answer. I've always been very competitive. I've always been really driven. My kids might say I was kind of hard on them. I don't know if I mellowed as I got older, but I tried to do a better job of meeting players where they were at and finding different ways to motivate them. I'm very intrinsically motivated, and I think I learned the longer I coached that there are fewer and fewer people that are intrinsically motivated. So I had to find different ways to reach kids. So maybe I changed that way. So I think I became a better patient coach, perhaps more flexible. I think early on, I pretty much had a plan, and I really wanted to stick with that plan. And as the season would develop, I realized I had to do a lot more altering and making adjustments. And I think I got better at that. I hope I did as I got into my career.
Did Oak Ridge have much tradition as far as success before you arrived?
Yes, even in the half-court game, it's always been a school with really good athletes, good programs. So, yes, there were a number of good players, actually, that came through Oak Ridge that went on and played before I got there. So I wasn't starting from ground zero in terms of a talent pool. I was really just starting more ground zero from just their knowledge and their ability to play a five-on-five game.
You won three state championships at Oak Ridge. The first was in 1988. You had been at Oak Ridge roughly 18 years when that occurred. How gratifying was it?
Oh, wow, it was, literally a dream come true. Back in that day, our area was always matched with the mid-state area. So for years, we played the Shelbyvilles, the Gallatin, and it just so happened, though I thought we had good teams, that mid-state section was so dominant during those years. So to finally break through, I think on all three state championships, we actually beat Shelbyville, which is kind of sweet since they are such a tremendous tradition. But to finally break through was just so gratifying, and I was just so happy for the kids because we've had so many good teams, and to finally break through and win one, that was really a great moment for not only me and the players, but for our town.
Much of your career mirrored Pat Summitt at the University of Tennessee, and I wonder, were you friends with her? Did you talk basketball strategy with her much at all?
Yes and no. We were friends, and obviously I had a lot of respect and a lot of admiration. I had worked a lot of Pat's camps at one time, so I kind of got to know her that way. And obviously the way she reached out to local coaches, we all got to know her. But I did have a chance to talk to her some. At the level she was at, I'm not going to spend a lot of time basically taking up her time, but we did have opportunities. She came and obviously recruited Nikki Caldwell, so we fostered an even better relationship that. But, how lucky and fortunate was I to have, to be in her backyard, to have that program. If you can't motivate kids with the University of Tennessee right down the road, you're not doing a very good job as a coach.
In 1998, you were the head coach of the World Youth Games in Moscow. What did that mean to you?
Wow. To represent your country is it's an awesome experience. And the way they did things at USA Basketball, I can't say enough good things about them. It's everything I believe in. There's a right way and a wrong way to do things and how you represent yourself and how you work. It was such a first-class organization. I was very proud to be a part of it. And then the level of athletes I got to work with, the coaching staff, the whole package is so exciting. If anybody ever has a chance to work USA Basketball, it is just a really exceptional experience. To actually play in those games, it was so different, to play. Basically, you play by Olympic rules, just something simple like you can't call a timeout when you want one. You have to put it to the table. You've got to wait for a certain break in the game. So the whole strategy behind it was very different. So that was a real learning experience for me.
You won 908 games against 161 losses, an incredible record. You also had more than 50 players get scholarships. What number was more important to you, 908 wins or having at least 50 players get a scholarship?
definitely the 50 players, but I tell you, there's a reason there's 908 win, and it is those 50 players and a lot more than that. You know, we just had a great wealth of talent kids come through our programs. You know, a lot of those kids played AAU together. We had a lot of kids come into our area because our area was a good program. So I'd be the first to tell you, you know, when you do something right and do it well, it draws people into your community. Oak Ridge Schools is a very good sell for parents wanting to get in a good educational system. So I just had so many good players come through those years. But for them to go on, a lot of them went on into coaching, but different things, but to get a free education, I think that's probably what I'm most proud that they had an opportunity to continue on.
Jennifer Azey, one of the best players you ever coached. She went to Stanford. She won an Olympic gold medal in 1996. How much pride did you take in that?
Wow, so much pride. You know, she was the kind of player, she was a really good high school player, but I always felt like her best days were down the road because she's such a good worker. She's so competitive. I knew she would continue to grow and get better. And, you know, there was always that discussion that she didn't go to UT and decided to go to Stanford and then wins an NCAA title with them and then goes on as an Olympian. And she just had all those qualities, you know, a great leader, great work ethic, all those things that make you a really good player. So couldn't have been more proud to have her go on to be Olympian.
You stopped after 31 years. Some coaches, it's after 20, 25, 30, 35. It was 31 with you. Why did you decide at that point you were ready to step down from coaching?
Yeah, that's a great question. I just, going into that year, as you know, coaching just takes a lot of time. It's a very invested profession in terms of time, commitment, all those types of things, which a lot are. And I think I was just really ready for a change. We went to state that year. We had a good year. You know, if you're going to get out, at least for me, I want to get out while I'm on top. And I was just ready to have my day look a little bit different. You know, I went on and taught 8 years after that. But I just really wanted just to do something different. Soon after that, my parents came to live with me. So it was a lot of different things within my personal life changed. And that obviously I felt like I was still continuing coaching, just had a different area to coach within.
One other question. What did you enjoy most about coaching?
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of people say the same thing, but it has to be the relationships you have with people. When I look at that Nikki Caldwell team, I just remember that group of young ladies. You know, some kids get on a bus, go to a away game, they all sit in the back. They can't wait to get away from that coach. That was a group of kids. We'd sit up front. They'd sing oldies. They were just like old souls. That team was so tight. After they graduated, they all stayed in touch. We all got together. So I think it's those relationships that you form with some players. With the coaching staff, you know, I had some just great assistant coaches in Lynn and Kim Tisdale and David Scott. And I think it's those relationships that really stay with you. The wins are fun. The games are competitive and exciting. But you really think about the people that you did that with. And that's really, for me, what sticks with me.
Jill, thank you so much for joining us. And congratulations again on being the Morgan Wooten Award winner.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.